Before we start our podcast today, we got a special guest that's been missing in action for a little bit. Jacob Two Times.
Yeah!
Jacob, how are you doing? That is what we all want to know.
I am doing awesome. I am doing awesome. And you know what? I would give you guys the best local morning show ever for every year you've been here, you know?
I heard that you were voted best person in the universe every day of the year for 2021. Look at that.
Yes.
You better watch out.
Yeah, well, for me, Holly O'Connor, first off, Holly O'Connor, I love you so much.
Thank you.
That?
I love you too.
And I love you, Miguel Fuller. So tell me, Miguel Fuller, right after you get married, are you still going to go by Miguel Fuller on the radio or what?
I will be Miguel Fuller on the radio. Just a different last name in secret.
Perfect. 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 Well, to me in secret, you'll always be Miguel Fuller, no matter what. You know?
I love it.
Well, Jacob, tell everybody what podcast. Jacob, tell everybody what podcast they're listening to.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be funny, so be prepared. Okay, you're listening to the Holly O'Connor podcast with the 40-year-old Miguel Fuller on Hot 101.5.
Wow. Like, I don't know why everything's Jacob is so, like, angelic. He's the master of shade.
Uh-huh. All right, I see. Okay, Jacob, I see you. We'll see about next week.
Unscripted. Unshackled. Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Has anyone been doing this recently where someone sends you a text and you read it and you're like, oh, and you start to write a message out, then something happens and then you forget to hit send? And then like a day or two later, the person's like, hey, so I was asking you a question. And you're like, I promise you, I was in the middle of typing out a message and you kind of want to send a screenshot.
They're like,
just
sure
so you
are.
And you're like, it's happened to me twice this week and it just happened again.
I think this
like,
happens to my brother every single time because he never replies. So this is no hate toward him, but he's like one of those, he gets distracted like a squirrel in a tree. Like he'll go to text you back and then you won't hear back from him for a month. And you're like, bro!
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, I meant to get back to you, but I saw a leaf.
It happens to me, like, once in a while. Like, maybe once every couple months. And and then I completely lose my mind, and that person will usually text back, and then I'll see my message, and I'm like,
I didn't actually send.
Sorry about that. But see, what really sucks is that I have absolutely used that as an excuse. Not often, though. It's usually with, like, I used to be friends with a girl who lived in Tampa, and I shan't say more than that because I don't want her to know who it is.
Mm.
And, I, like, honestly, like, she's a fine woman, but it's just, it wasn't my favorite friendship, and I don't even know if it was hers. Like, we just kind of, it wasn't meant to be forever.
Yeah, man, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with her, I would do it sometimes. But the problem with our, you know, friendship was that she would just talk the entire time. Sometimes, well, like, you know how you go out for dinner with a friend that you don't see for a while? I would have to block off, like, the dinner. Like, we wouldn't leave the restaurant for, like, 3 to 3.5 hours.
Oh, Lordy.
And it was just her talking.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it was like, I like her, and we've got history, but I was like, I don't have, to use Miguel's phrase, I don't have the emotional bandwidth.
Yes.
So when she would text me, I would get almost like panic attacky. Let me not overuse that phrase. I would just get really anxiety driven.
Right, because you knew you'd have to like block off some time to make it happen.
Big commitment.
And so with her, sometimes I'd be like, oh God, I started writing a message and I forgot. And that's really the only time that I use it as an excuse.
Because
it does happen in real life sometimes. And then I feel worse because then I'm like, does this person think I'm making it up? Because I've made it up before.
Right. That's when you just, like, send a screenshot of, like, look, I was actually typing it out, and then I just got distracted. I'm so sorry.
I think I'm going to start sending the receipts.
Right.
So people don't know that I'm BSing them, except for that girl that we don't really hang out anymore because I
it's too much.
That's a lot.
It was, girl, like, why did it take 5 hours for a hangout?
So before we get into everything, I just want to set the table and just say sorry to the Platypus Posse. We didn't have a podcast on Wednesday. My fault. I hurt my back on Monday at the gym. And so I was after we do the show every day this week, I've just been going home and just literally sitting and taking my muscle relaxer and just like trying to rest enough. And so I'm finally in a good spot.
Yeah.
And so it only hurts when I get up and sit down, but it's not even like painful like it was. It's just like ooh, you're like tired from working out. And so I'm like, thank God. But we are going to talk to the medium that I have been talking to for the past couple of months that I talked about on the show.
Okay.
And so we just had to find a time where we can actually get her on. So before we get her on the phone, is there anyone that's like, is there anything that we shouldn't touch? Because I told her not to read anyone, I sort of want to talk about her gift.
Yeah.
And like her experiences and whatnot. But I told her don't read anyone unless they ask. And obviously she wouldn't do that anyway, but I just wanted to make sure everyone was comfortable.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm always curious about what these people with these gifts have to say, or if they feel something like right now, you know, about, is that how it works? Like, do you feel something right now? And if so, that's bring it on.
Right.
However, obviously no specifics.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I'm open to like feelings and generalities, but specifics stress me out,
Scott.
Since I don't have any.
Yeah, I guess I'm in the same boat. I'm okay with it. Like I said, like I have an aunt that's a medium, so I'm pretty used to it. I'm like, when those things happen, I'm like, okay.
You're like, got it. I understand.
Yeah. So if something comes up, by all means, talk about it, but let's not go specifically.
All right. You can go ahead and pull the phone up, Scott. Her name is Stacy.
Hello.
Stacy. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Wonderful. You are on the podcast with myself, Holly, and Scott.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hi, guys. It's wonderful to meet you. Thank you so much for this.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We're super excited to chat with you because I've talked about my experiences with you and, you know, how you've really pointed out some things from my past. Things that I've never shared on the air. So before we get to like sort of how my experience has been, I kind of want to set the table and sort of talk about your gift and exactly what is it for someone that's kind of like, what is this BS you're talking about? Like, what can you do? Can you sort of walk us through?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things I would love to say, oh, yeah, I am an amazing con artist and I can just guess things up really well. And trust me, I've lived my entire life going, wow, okay, well, that was a good guess. And wow, okay, so dead people aren't, it's not normal to know everything about them. And ever since I was little, I always thought it was normal to talk to my deceased grandfather. And as I got older, I started realizing, like, okay, well, this is totally unusual, and just took it in and slowly made peace with it, if that makes any sense.
Well, it would have to, because it's like, how am I supposed to realize that suddenly what I thought was normal is actually not normal?
Right.
Absolutely. And then you have everybody that looks at you and they're like, yeah, you're crazy. I'm like, but no, I'm not. Like, this really is what it is. And it's taken me a lot to go, okay, so I can do this and I'm going to do this. And I always, like I was telling Miguel, it's one of those things of like, I just give it to the universe and I practice in the best white light that I can. And I'm as honest and blunt as I can be with people. And if I'm wrong, well, oops. But if I'm right, yay. Yeah. And 99% of the time, I'm usually pretty great and dead on. It's hard to explain exactly what I do. I can feel everything, past, present, future. I can feel people who are dead. I can feel people who are alive. I can feel animals. It's crazy.
Is that clairsentience? Crazy. Is that what that is? Or am I in the total limbo?
I would love to know.
Yeah. I'm just curious how much research or looking into you've done on, is there a name for your particular skills slash talent slash abilities. That's the word I'm looking
for. You know, and it's like I've looked into clairvoyance. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that fits. And, you know, empath. Okay, yep, that fits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, psychic medium. Oh, my gosh. And everyone's like, oh, you're a psychic medium. I'm like, no, I don't like that. Like, I don't know. It's no offense to anybody else who considers themselves doing that psychic mediums, but I just don't feel like I fit into any kind of particular box.
Yeah.
So it's like what you said. I would love to look into more research of it, but I'm always also afraid of, how do I say this? I like to stay as pure as I can. I don't like to blemish it with anybody else's stuff. And I don't, because everyone has an opinion and everybody has an outlook. And I'm always afraid to mess up what I have, if that makes any sense, or to second guess anything that I say or feel, because I already do that enough.
Yeah.
So I don't want, you know what I mean? I don't want to break it. I know it sounds so silly, but yeah.
Okay. So you're just like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And let's not dig too hard into trying to analyze it. Is that right?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things of like, this is the one, I will overthink everything to Sunday, but this is that one thing in my life. I'm like, yeah, okay, it is what it is. Like, just, it is what it is, you know? And it's crazy. I am that girl who will be in the middle of public and go, hey, we got to talk. Ugh. And I'm really sorry if you don't believe in this, but there was one instance where it was my son's birthday and my daughter coincidentally sat on his birthday cake in the car, in the back seat. Oh, yeah. And I walked into their bakery crying, and the cake decorator had just gone home.
Well,
there was of course, because this is how this goes.
Right.
Well, there was a lady there who was shopping, coincidentally, heard the conversation, and she was a cake decorator from another store. And she was like, oh, I'll help you. I'll help you. And they got together, the manager, and she did, and they fixed the cake. And as she's fixing the cake, I got this overwhelming feeling that she had just recently lost her husband of a massive heart attack, and she didn't get to properly say goodbye to him.
Oh, wow.
And I mean this, and this dude's nagging at me, and I'm sitting here going, this is so awkward. Like, what do I say? What do I do? This has never really happened to me before. And I'm like, okay, if I'm wrong, I'm really sorry. And if you don't believe in this, I'm really, really sorry, but I really have to say this to you, and I'm just going to put it out there. So I did. And I mean, she's in tears decorating the cake, and everything I talked about was completely dead on. And it was like a life changing moment for her. And it's like, I take that with such great responsibility because this is huge for people. You know, it's huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and that's sort of, you call your business, you know, I think you call yourself Soul Worker Stacy because that's what you do. And can you sort of walk through what exactly does that entail when you say that you are working on someone's soul?
Oh, I soul work. I feel your soul. I work with your soul. It's all positivity. It's all light. It's all, I can feel all your insecurities. I can feel everything. It's like, Holly, I could go to 1,000 different places with you right now because I admire you. I admire you so much for everything that you've been through. And I can feel everything from the beginning of time with you, you know, and it's like,
that's a long time. I feel like, I feel like it might be longer than we all think. Yeah.
Oh, just a little bit. Yeah. And it's like, but that's what I'm talking about. And I literally can just feel souls. And that's the only reason why I think I can feel the animals too, you know, because animals have souls too, you know, and it's just, I can just feel them. I don't know how else to explain it. And it's just a soul work, you know, some readings and some sessions are like life coaching. Some sessions are about people who have lost people and just need that closure or answers. Some sessions are about love and romance. That gets interesting, you know, and being able to feel the other soul that they're talking to and talking about and wanting answers about and what's going to happen next. And I'm a big believer, too, if you're in charge of your own destiny, you're in charge of your own fate. It's up to you, the universe, and what you put into it. You know, I can tell you take 5 left turns. And if you decide to go screw that, go right. Yes, you. I'm just telling you what's going to happen if you decide to do what I'm telling you to do. You get to do what you want, you know.
Yeah.
Right, because you have the choices open. And I'm curious what happens because I'm sure when it – like I feel like all the other stuff is not cut and dry by any means. But like when you're dealing especially when you're dealing with romantic questions, it's not just that person. Like they're trying to also maybe – like get their own peek into that other person. Like for some reason, like when I'll just use myself as an example. So I went through a time where I didn't know what to do. I had to like make a choice. I thought I had to make a choice between like two people or whatever. And you know, I went and saw, I don't know if they're a medium, it was at a place in St. Pete, and they're like, well, what happens if you just, there's none of them? And so that kind of like struck me like, how dare you? But is that like what you do? Like, because I'm like, sometimes do people need to hear that like, hey, this other person, that's not for you? Or is it for them if they just decide to do, that's where I get really confused. How does that work with when it comes to romance?
So I am ridiculously, horribly blunt, and I will be the bearer of bad news. Mm. I will gladly say, hey, this person's not 100% into this, or this person is doing something else. I have clients that have partners in other relationships, and that partner is, you know, straying, and they'll be like, well, are they actually ever going to leave their partner? Ooh. Sometimes I have to say no. Sometimes I have to say, look, this isn't your opportunity, but your other opportunity is coming. Wow. Or it's very interesting because, again, you can choose to hang on. You can choose to hope, and you can choose that you're going to wait, but it may never actually happen.
Yeah. Mm. And that was, to me, one of our first session that we started with. You know, you immediately got emotional. And do you remember what you said to me, Stacey, during our first session?
I don't. I never remember my sessions. I'll remember my people, but when I go to work, I just do it. I just let it fall out.
She's the channel.
Right. You dump it and you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you sat down and you got emotional and you said that you are enough. And you then started to talk about how I felt like Abe was too, it was too good to be true.
You thought he was too good for you or something like that.
Right. That
you still think that. You still think that. He's forever going to be that person where you're going to go, okay, is this really happening? Like, sincerely, you still think that.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that I feel like it'll just happen over time where one day you're just like, oh, okay. Like, this is how it's supposed to be. So like, how do you feel that? Or does it come in images or is it just a feeling?
Yes. It's psychic charades. That's the best way I can describe it. It just depends on the person. Each session, each individual, each everything is to its own making. Everything is so unique to each person. And sometimes if I'm in a session, I'll get a movie in my head. I'll get music. I'll get the feels. I'll get the emotion of those people. It's like I said, it's charades. It just depends on the person. You know, it's like I can, like Miguel, you and I have such a good connection and I can just feel you. And then at the same time, like with Holly, I can literally feel her thoughts and the things that she goes back and forth on. It's just different. Each person's different. I can do a whole one session with one person. Another person comes in right after them. It's a whole nother way. It's crazy.
It's different by the person. And I wonder why that is. Mm. I wonder why everyone, it's different. It's just that's how people's energy and frequency radiates in those types of patterns, and that's what you pick up. I'm just so fascinated by that.
Everyone has their own path. And everyone's their own pebble in their own pond.
Yeah.
So if you think of it, everything has an action and a reaction to everything. So each person has their own little ball of energy with their own little balls of energy, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. So, and unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time because we've got to hop off for a meeting with our boss.
Man, let's do a meeting. I'm interested.
I know, right? We'll have to have you back to talk some more. And so I told Stacey before she came on to, you know, make sure that we're going to focus just on me if we have time. And then once we have this conversation and we bring you back, if Holly wants to do it or Scott wants to do it, we can talk about it on the air if they feel comfortable. Because I want everyone to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But like right now, are you getting anything about me or just in general?
I am always getting something. And it's one of those things of like, what's too private. And I'm always a big person of respect. And because I'm a very private person and I really, really don't like to, forgive my way of saying this, but like emotionally rape somebody. I don't want to do that. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want them to walk away from me going, what just happened?
Right.
So I try to stay very respectful and with boundaries. So right. when I feel you, I think about the stuff that's going on in your private life and the things that you're juggling and your things that you're being thought out. You know, and then it's even harder with you guys because you're in the media, you're social. So I can tell you things and everyone's going to say, oh, well, she heard that on the radio.
Yeah.
Mm. So I can, you know what I'm saying? So right. it's one of those.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because if you say something 100%. Not private, then people are like, well,
right, right.
That could have been picked up anywhere. But then. To prove like, oh, like not that you're trying to prove yourself, but like to prove like, oh, here's a private situation. Oh, I just put Miguel on blast.
Mm.
Exactly. Mic drop. And I can't do that. I mean, morally, I can't do that. So, right. yeah, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
Well, this is what I will say about what one of the conversations we've had in the past is that you talked about my grandfather, who I've not really talked a lot about on the radio in here in Tampa or in Panama City. Like we've did a bit around him before about his, the way he picked his lottery numbers back in the day.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I haven't talked about him. And then you started bringing him up and basically like describing him.
Oh.
And then you started to describe, his mother. So that would be my mom's mm-hmm. grandmother and some of the things that she was saying to my mom. And this is before the holidays. No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. This was before February when I last mm-hmm. time I went to Atlanta. And so my mom is not a believer in stuff like this. And so I had to sort of go into the conversation.
Oh, well, you
very
tried to bring
delicately.
It up with your mom?
I did. Oh. I did. And we were out shopping, getting stuff for my grandmother. And I was like, hey, so mom, what was great grandma's name? And she started talking about her. And then I asked questions from what you had told me. And I was like, well, did you ever feel this way about great grandma and granddad? And she was like, yeah, I did. And I was like, well, let me tell you about the person that I met and what she said. And then my mom started to tear up at Walmart.
Wow.
And like, these are things that I did not know. There's no way you would have known, but
right.
situations that my mom had found herself in with her grandmother and her father, you were, what they told you that I articulated to her, it was like spot on. Mm. And it was one of the most like, you know, chill bumps moments that I've gotten when I was telling my mom this. And I was like, this is like so dead on. It's scary.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, and it's like, even like now I'm feeling people that have passed with you guys. Mm. And I mean, and that's the other thing about this. It doesn't matter if I'm in person. It doesn't matter if it's, it doesn't matter distance. I talk to people in Europe over the phone and it's just bump, 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 bump. If I need to talk to a soul, it's just going to happen, you know? And I always tell people, especially with the medium sessions, expectations are planned disappointments. Come in with an open mind. And just let it be, because the universe is always going to provide what you need, not what you want.
Mm, ain't that the truth?
In the closing mm-hmm. moments that we have, and we're going to have you back, Stacey. I wish we had more time.
Heck yeah!
But I didn't realize that our time was going to be so compacted today. Can you recall sort of like, obviously without giving details, but what was the most shocking revelation that you've ever experienced in helping someone before? Whether it's making them understand something from the past or someone that has passed or something that was going to happen to them. Do you have any of those moments that really stick out to you?
Sorry, you get the emotional because it's like, I value this gift so much. Sorry. Okay.
No, don't apologize. Obviously we're big fans of emotions on this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that. It's countless. There's one woman that I had spoken to about 9 years ago, and she was with somebody, and I explained to her that this person was going to be the father of her three children. And she looked at me and she goes, there's no way. And I said, okay, you're in charge of whatever you want. I'm just seeing this mm-hmm. and you're going to marry him. And she's like, there's no way. I'm like, okay. She came to me later all upset. She was like, he's had a vasectomy. There's no way. You're wrong. Okay. She got in touch with me 4 years later. Everything I told her. 100% to the fact that they're married, they have three babies, everything totally done. There have been things of people who've passed and children, people who've lost children that have come to me that have had been able to just have closure for things. You know what I mean? It's just, it's countless. This is such a blessing to me, and this is such an honor to me, and it's something I do not take for granted by any means. It's like I just do the work that I'm here to do, and this is it.
Does it ever not happen? Like, if someone comes to you and says, you know, I really want to find out about XYZ, and it's unavailable, is that a possibility?
No. The only time that it has ever been a possibility is if somebody comes in not wanting it. And I mean, and not even that, because I can still do it. It's the, I can give the message and they can look at me and tell me how wrong I am for the message. And then they'll come home, they'll go home and they'll call me in 2 or 3 days and go, okay, I thought about what you said. There's only one person in this entire gosh darn world I cannot read. And that's a good friend of mine. And he is untouchable, and it drives me insane. And I have no idea why it's this one person, but it's just, I can't read them. Anybody else I can read.
Wow. Well, we're going to have you back. I can see Holly formulating
so
lots
interested.
Of questions.
I'm fascinated.
Oh, absolutely. Because we got to go and have the meeting with our boss. But Stacey, if people are interested, they're like, ooh, I really want to know more. How can they get into contact with you?
Oh my goodness. Facebook, Instagram, Soul Worker Stacey Renee. Also, my phone number, all of that stuff is on there. Prices, everything. So yeah, Soul Worker Stacey Renee. I also have a website, soulworkerstaceyrenee.com.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Stacey. We'll try to connect with you and maybe next week or the week after so we can delve into some more questions with you. Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much for your time, and I hope you have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
So fascinating.
So fascinating.
And you see how, like, I went into the session, the first session with her, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then as we delve more, it's and she'll be completely honest with you. And she's like, listen, if I'm not right, tell me I'm wrong. Like, I want to make sure that I'm giving you the information that's coming to me, and it's for you.
Yeah.
And so she's very transparent about that. I just find it all so, so interesting.
Yeah.
So we'll have to have her back.
Someone who has embraced their talents.
Absolutely. Scott, what's your social media information?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Holly.
Radio Holly on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
And Scott, you were quiet the whole time.
I just have a weird, like, I mean, I was for so long, I was not a believer of that stuff. And then my life, you know, has changed over the past couple of months, and I'm much more open to it, very much more interested in it. It's just, I'm very skeptical on certain people. But she sounded like someone that I actually would be more interested to hear more from. I just, there's some people that are, and there's some people that aren't, but I'm a believer in it. So.
And it's okay to just listen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just want to just make sure that everybody's comfortable. I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable with anything.
I'd be interested to hear from her on, like, even if I just ever talked to her alone, because she doesn't know me. Like I said, my aunt is a medium, and I've talked to her about the recent losses and stuff in my life and that connection to that world. But I'd be interested to hear from somebody that has no connection to my life on, like, let's see it. Let's see what you pull.
Right.
Got it.
I'd be interested to see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll have to have her on again. All right. My information is Miguel Fuller for Instagram, TikTok, all the fun social media. If you want some Miguel and Holly sticker, send me an email, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com. And leave us a rating, please. 5-star rating if you can. It would be really awesome. And leave us a review.
Yep.
And we will see you next week.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.